All right, so let us know then. The eclipse, the Mercury in retrograde, the coming week, the coming times. What's on your mind?
Last thing I'd like to just finish on is the total solar eclipse that's coming up on the 21st of August. Got a few weeks before we get there. But if you think about the partial lunar eclipse tomorrow, which is about, look, we've got some stark choices. We need to rethink. So you've got the partial lunar eclipse that's presenting this idea that the structures we've got might not be the wisest for our survival. Then you've got Mercury going retrograde, which is asking us to rethink and actually to dream up something bigger and better. And then some of the themes of the total solar eclipse, I think, you've got the moon and the sun conjunct, which always happens at the time of the new moon, which is effectively is what it is, and also at the time of the total solar eclipse. But they are square three asteroids. And these three asteroids are all conjunct the descendant. So the descendant represents everybody, you know, the collective world. So conjunct everybody. You've got the asteroid Hephaestus, the asteroid Isis, and the minor planet Sedna. Now, that's they're three really key things. Planet Sedna is to do with resurrection and reassembling, and also where we've been betrayed. So with Sedna, our parents, our dad in particular, like the father figure, so that could represent corporations and governments and the masculine dominant force that is ruling us and setting us up for the structure that we live in. Sedna is to do with being cut off, the parent cutting us off, like cutting all our fingers off and drowning us.
Yeesh.
Which is a horrible, horrible image. The asteroid Isis went around to try and reconstruct her loved one that had been severed and cut to pieces. And she basically went around the world finding all the pieces of his body and stitched them together. Couldn't find a penis, but I think magicked one up. Stitched her lover. So she's standing by her man and she's reconstituting. And she's also a message about motherhood, fertility, resurrection, reassembling. So you've got two ideas of severed limbs and being cut off from the magic of life, but the fact that you can bring them back together. And then asteroid Hephaestus is the god of fire and forging something. He forges something beautiful out of ugliness. So that's three asteroids to do with ugly situations that still make good on them. So I think we've got, you know, in August, we've got the partial lunar eclipse that's saying we've got these options and it's pretty serious. We need to do something. Then we've got Mercury retrograde saying, let's think about this. Let's see if we can think about something better. And then the total solar eclipse on the 21st of August, we've got a pattern to do with making good out of the ugliness and reassembling. So this isn't a really doom and gloom. I just wanted to kind of put it out there that there are suggestions. There are other opportunities, and I think we are going to be forced to think differently. And that's my end of the message.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. We will be here next week at will we be here next week?
I hope so.
I think we're going to be at the Off Grid Festival. So maybe we'll do an astrology show there. But we will certainly have a barefoot broadcast astrology show next Sunday. We may take advantage of the fact that we're at the Off Grid Festival. Do check it out if you're interested in, if you're a survivalist. If we want to make good of a lack of the national grid, it might be something for you to check out. Should be a lot of fun, actually, all sorts going on. Do beg your pardon, all sorts going on at the Off Grid Festival just outside Exeter at Biophilia, where we'll be doing some podcast postcards.
Could I ask, who am I? Who was it?
That'll be Stephen Park. Take care. Bye for now. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Astrology Show on the Barefoot Broadcast. Find out more at www.louisatanamunson.com.